Good evening, it is 5 p.m., and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, and Ellie Sturton. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message directly from downtown Kingston, Kingston Buskers Rendezvous came to an end on Sunday evening with a grand finale that saw a tie for the People's Choice Award for only the third time in the festival's 35-year history. The Twins Trip, a dynamic duo of identical twins from Argentina who made their Canadian debut, tied with seasoned circus artist Richard Philby from London by way of Australia. Winning People's Choice means the performers are invited to return next year to once again wow audiences. United Way's Success by Six program was also a winner at this year's grand finale, with proceeds raised by the performers as they passed the hat benefiting the program. Success by Six is a United Way initiative set up to help improve the lives of Kingston's youngest children. Success by Six is based on the idea that it takes a village to raise a child, and we all have a role to play in ensuring every child has a chance to succeed early in life. Thousands of people flocked to this year's festival, which featured a number of new elements, including Juggle Junction, a designated kids' play area funded by the Government of Ontario. Complete with large inflatables, Juggle Junction also offered collaborative coloring tables, live music, and a busker boot camp where festival performers taught workshops on juggling, beatboxing, balloon twisting, and more. Sandy Griffiths, events manager with Downtown Kingston, states, quote, "The Kingston Buskers Rendezvous once again proved to be an outstanding success as enthusiastic crowds gathered to celebrate the incredible talents of our performers. Despite the blistering hot temperatures, the dedication and generosity of our attendees continued all weekend. We are immensely grateful for the continued support and look forward to many more years of memorable performances and community engagement," end quote. Plans are already underway for next year's Kingston Buskers Rendezvous, which will take place from July 9th to 12th, 2026. Once again, that was a message directly from downtown Kingston regarding last weekend's Kingston Buskers Rendezvous. In a message directly from the City of Kingston, Emancipation Day celebrations, remembering the past and working towards a better future. August 1st is Emancipation Day, marking the day Britain's Parliament abolished slavery across most of the British Empire in 1834. It has since become an annual day of remembrance and a reflection on the struggle for human rights and the ongoing work to eliminate racism and discrimination in Canada. To recognize Emancipation Day in Kingston, a flag-raising ceremony with Mayor Patterson, members of council, and local community leaders will take place at 11:30 a.m., followed by a community services fair from 12:30 to 3 p.m., both in Confederation Park on Friday, August 1st. Vanessa Mensa, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Manager with the City of Kingston, states, quote, "Emancipation Day asks us not only to remember that slavery existed, but to confront how its legacies still live on. It's a call to reckon with the past, honor the strength of those who survived it, and challenge the systems that continue to deny true freedom today. Attending the city's Emancipation Day event is more than just showing up. It's an act of recognition, a step toward learning, and a commitment to building a more just and equitable future together," end quote. Emancipation Day is free to attend and open to all ages. To learn more about Emancipation Day, you can visit the city's website. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston about the upcoming Emancipation Day celebrations on August 1st in Confederation Park. The City of Kingston has also sent along an update from an item on Council's agenda last week. On Tuesday, July 8th, Kingston City Council approved a naming rights agreement for the expanded swimming dock and new water play area in Flora McDonald Confederation Basin. The site will be officially named Patry Aquatic Park in recognition of a $1 million in-kind sponsorship from Patry Group. As part of its efforts to attract new investment and non-tax-based funding sources, the city has explored naming rights for locations within major capital projects. An enhanced swimming dock and inflatable water park at Battery Park will be constructed as part of the broader Confederation Basin Promenade project, using this in-kind support. The addition of the inflatable water park at Patry Aquatic Park will offer an affordable, family-friendly recreation option in the heart of downtown Kingston. Designed to be accessible and inclusive, the park will provide a fun and safe environment for children, youth, and families to enjoy the waterfront. This investment ensures that more residents can access engaging outdoor activities close to home. The agreement will grant Patry Group naming rights until the end of the swimming dock's useful life, anticipated to be approximately 20 years. The contribution includes equipment and materials to support the installation of the public swims facilities and amenities. Amy Elgersma, Director of Recreation and Leisure Services, states, quote, "This generous contribution from Patry Group provides an exciting opportunity for enhanced swimming opportunities at our waterfront. The Patry Aquatic Park will offer residents and visitors a place to connect, play, and cool off, creating memorable experiences in the heart of Kingston's downtown for years to come. The agreement with Patry Group represents a major milestone in the city's ongoing efforts to support accessible and vibrant public spaces. Patry Water Park is scheduled to open in 2027. Once again, that was an update directly from the City of Kingston on City Council's decision to approve naming rights partnership for the new Waterfront Aquatic Park. That wraps up your headlines for this evening.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is the first part of our 2025 OUA football season preview. We begin with the Waterloo Warriors. Life after the Ford brothers has been tough for the black and gold. They finished 2024 as Ontario's sole winless team, but their 0-8 record doesn't give you the full story. Two of Waterloo's eight losses were by one score, including an overtime heartbreaker against the McMaster Marauders. They gave Guelph and Laurier more than either team had expected, and even in their 40-point loss to the Gales, Waterloo showed a great amount of heart and pushback. The 2025 Warriors return a number of key offensive starters, including quarterback Nick Orr, H-back Evan Basilega, wide receiver Ethan Miller, and most consequential of all, running back Quentin Springer. Springer is the best player on this offense and should have another strong season in 2025. The Warriors have several interesting physical prospects on the defensive side of the ball. Linebacker number 40, Michael Omoseni, led the team in tackles last season, and he is an excellent player against the run, able to utilize his 6'3", 245-pound frame. I think young defensive tackle number 90, Jack Losh, could be a great addition to this experienced front line, and in the secondary, keep an eye on second-year defensive back Chadley Charles. The Warriors do have a tough schedule in 2025. The highlights include three consecutive games against defending champion Laurier, OUA semifinalist Queens, and OUA playoff team Windsor, plus a tough season opener against another playoff squad in the Ottawa Gigi's. I think Waterloo will be able to pick up at least one win this season against Toronto in week two, and I feel like they've got a shot against McMaster in week eight, but I do predict a 1-7 finish for the Warriors. But hey, that is a one win improvement over the year before, and this is a young team that still has a lot of work to do. That's a wrap on part one of this OUA football season preview. Tune in this coming Wednesday for part two as we discuss the University of Toronto Varsity Blues. This is the Environment Canada Weather Report for the Kingston region. Monday, July 21st, beautiful sunny day here in the city of Kingston, daytime high of 24 degrees and not a lot of humidity unlike in recent weeks. July 22nd, a beautiful Tuesday, 24 degree high with sun and a bit of cloud cover into the afternoon. Wednesday, July 23rd, we are going to see a daytime high of 26 degrees with cloud coverage rolling in and the possibility of an afternoon thundershower. Thursday, July 24th, a 26-degree day. It's going to be cloudy and humid. Moving now towards the weekend, Friday, July 25th, daytime high of 27 degrees, but a high humidity factor. It's going to be a hot, sticky day here in the city of Kingston. Saturday, July 26th, mostly cloudy, but a little less humid. Still going to be a brilliant, sunny day. Perfect barbecue weather, if I do say so myself. Sunday, July 27th, daytime high of 27 degrees, feeling closer to 29, so humidity at a low, a little bit of cloud coverage into the afternoon. And then into the start of next week, Monday, July 28th, it's going to be 26 degrees, partly sunny, with the possibility of an afternoon shower. This is the City of Kingston Traffic Report for the week. Public Services and Procurement Canada wishes to advise the public that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to vehicles, cyclists, and pedestrians on the following dates: July 20th, July 27th, August 3rd, 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st, and September 7th from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. In the fall, the causeway will be fully closed September 21st, October 5th, 14th, 19th, November 2nd, and 16th from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Here are the road closures for the week. Aberdeen Street, William 2 Johnson is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Abbeydon Road, Highway 2 to Middle is closed until August 15th for the removal and replacement of a culvert. Albert Street, Princess and Mac is closed to accommodate construction activity at 484 Albert Street. Berry Street, Queen to Colborne is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Baggett Street, Berry to West is closed until July 23rd at 7 p.m. to accommodate pedestrian and participant safety for the Canadian Little League Championship. Brock Street, Division to Palace is closed until July 31st from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day for road resurfacing. Carlton Street, Alfred de Guy is closed until August 8th for a gas main installation. Earl Street, Collingwood to Toronto is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. South Bartlett Street, Smith to Victoria is closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen is closed until October 3rd for the Sydenham Street Community Space. Victoria Street, Union to Johnson is closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Victoria, Princess to North Bartlett is closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. And Wise Street, Woodbine to Megan is closed until July 31st to accommodate construction of a new sidewalk and road improvements.
Here are some other delays to be aware of. Accommodation Road, 6th concession to White Church, expect delays while the contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. Abbeydon Road, Middle to Highway 2, expect delays while the contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. Bayridge Drive, Milford to Henderson, expect delays for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure. Catterockway Woods Drive, Centennial to Gardeners, expect delays for the construction of a new multi-use pathway. Collins Bay Road, Woodbine to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes landscaping work on Collins Bay Road. Front Road, Sand Bay to Country Club, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main for Utilities Kingston. Traffic is down to one lane in each direction. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Garrett Road, 6th concession to Sandhill, expect delays while a contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. Highway 2 to Abbeydon and St. Lawrence, expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. Highway 15, Kingston Mills to Middle, expect delays for a contractor to complete work on the Highway 15 CNR overhead structure. Montreal Street at John Counter, expect delays for upgrades to the intersection, including new lighting, traffic signals, lanes, paving, and signage to improve safety and efficiency for all road users. Victoria Street and Earl Street, expect delays while a contractor mobilizes the site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water main sidewalks, and road. And White Church Road, 6th concession to Woodburn, expect delays while the contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract.
Now we'll take a look at some community events running around Kingston and the area this week. On Monday, it's your last chance to register for the Women's Plus in Physics Canada Conference happening at Queen's from July 22nd to July 25th. This national event supports gender minorities in physics through talks, networking, and professional development. Go to queensu.ca for more details. On Tuesday, Salsa in the Square brings Latin rhythms and fun to Springer Market Square from 6:30 to 10 p.m. There's a beginner-friendly dance lesson, then open dancing with La Vida and Friends. It's free and open to all ages. On Wednesday, Games in the Square runs from 6 to 8 p.m. Bring the kids, bring your friends, or just drop by and play Giant Connect 4, Snakes and Ladders, Chess, and more at Springer Market Square. Also totally free and open to all ages. On Thursday, there's Stories in the Square at 10:30 a.m. in the City Hall Amphitheater. It's great for kids with stories, songs, and sunshine. If it rains, they'll move inside to the Central Library branch. Later that evening, head to Art Noise for life drawing from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a $10 drop-in to practice your figure drawing in a relaxed space. And at dusk, catch Robin Hood Men in Tights for movies in the square at Springer Market Square. Bring a lawn chair and enjoy a free summer classic under the stars. On Friday, get involved in the Downtown Bingo Challenge running July and August through to September 13th. Pick up a bingo card at participating businesses and complete activities across downtown to win prizes. Over $3,500 is up for grabs. On Saturday, the LNA Expo Freestyle Skate Contest runs 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Best and Bash Arena with a full day of ranked skateboarding and live music with FFX, Monic, and The Struggle's Over. For families and kids, Paw Patrol Live hits Slush Puppy Place with shows at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Tickets start at $53 for this action-packed stage production. For singers, at 10 a.m., there's tryouts for the Voice of the Rideau Singing Contest taking place at North Crosby Community Center. It's $20 to enter with youth, adult, and kids categories. And at 11 a.m., a chef from Mila will lead a live cooking demo in Springer Market Square. They'll prepare a dish with local ingredients, and for just $2, you can have a sample. And on Sunday, start your day with free yoga in the park from 10 to 11 a.m. in Battery Park. All you have to do is bring your mat. And Paw Patrol Live continues at Slush Puppy Place with more performances at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And if you're in the mood for classic sci-fi, head to the screening room to see the 1936 film Things to Come. It's part of the Sci-Fi July series from the Cinema Society of Kingston, and tickets are just $10. Have a community event that you would like shared on our website and news programming? Contact us today via cfrc.ca. Hi folks, it's CFRC's Ellie Sturton, and coming up are some great live music events you can catch around town this week. On Monday, Jazz Society Mondays returns to the RCHA from 4:30 to 6:30 with Helena Hannibal and friends. It's just $5 at the door, and this one's a farewell party before Helena heads to Winnipeg. At 6 p.m., the Gender Diverse Song Circle welcomes folks for an evening of joyful community singing. No experience needed, just show up with your voice and good vibes. And over at Hotel Wolf Island, El Jury brings her New York City-based Latin rock trio for a high-energy free outdoor set from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. On Tuesday, enjoy mellow folk tunes at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 with fiddle and guitar from Eric and Megan. Then at Time Out Bar and Bistro, Deborah Shermans performs live from 7 to 9 p.m. with a mix of pop, rock, and original tunes. On Wednesday, Chris Giguere plays a laid-back folk root set at the Bank Gastro Bar from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Country star Gord Bamford brings his 25th anniversary celebration tour to the Kingston Grand Theatre at 7 p.m., with Dean James opening. Tickets start at $74.70. Or swing by Springer Market Square from 7 to 8 p.m. to catch the Limestone Jazz Collective in the free Swingin' Summer series. On Thursday, Kent Nicholson brings hardworking rock and roll to the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. Folks can catch J.S. Miller live on the Helms Dockside Patio from 6 to 8 p.m. with a free set of indie and acoustic rock. And Queerioki takes over Daft Brewing from 8 to 11 p.m. There's a $5 cover at the door, and all voices are welcome. On Friday, Jason Kent of Young Petty Stones plays at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. with a retro rock set. Catch Maggie's Wake at the Andrew starting at 7:30 p.m. for a night of modern Celtic folk from this Canadian band. Tickets are $30. At Hotel Wolf Island, the Wolf Island Records and Friends Showcase hits the patio at 8:30 to 10:20. Expect rootsy originals and special guests. Over at Musiki Cafe, Dynasty brings hip-hop, soul, and dancehall from 8:30 to 11 p.m., joined by local artists Cacao and Dupel. Also on Friday, Rock in the Square returns downtown from 8 to 11 p.m. with a free outdoor show featuring The Hallucination and openers DJ Dina and the Chippewa Travelers. And for fans of classic hits, the world's greatest tribute to the Traveling Wilburys plays at the Kingston Grand at 7:30, and tickets are $68.83. On Saturday, Saturday Sessions light up Confederation Park from 11:30 to 3:30 p.m. with Reg Corey, the Cliff Edwards Trio, and Willy Nilly. Folk icon Garnet Rogers plays Leopard Frog Barn at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $30 with advance reservation by email or text. And the Goodnight Irenes are live at Time Out Bar and Bistro at 3 p.m. with folk tunes, followed by Spencer Evans from 7 to 10 with jazz. You can see a high-energy show from River City Junction at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. for a $10 cover. Then at 7:30 p.m., you've got choices. See Nice On and Sunshine Makers play the Broom Factory with tickets for $15. Or catch Maggie's Wake play a show at Furnace Falls Farm for $30. Folks can also head to La Vida Bistro Bar for Havana Nights with Kiri from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Tickets are $41.80 and you can come for live Cuban music and a Latin grazing board. And Empire Rock Fest takes over downtown Belleville at 6 p.m. with the renowned Arkells, Lights, and Jake Clemens, with tickets running for $65 to $99. And finally on Sunday, you can start with jazz brunch at the Black Dog Tavern from 11:30 to 2:30 p.m. featuring live music from Chantal Thompson and the Black Dog All-Stars. See Savannah Shea play a folk pop matinee at Musiki from 2 to 4 p.m. or catch Rory Talon's powerful alt folk at Something in the Water from 3 to 6 p.m. Tickets for that one are $11.98. And lastly, at Hotel Wolf Island, Bri Webb of the Constantines plays a free folk rock set from 7 to 10 p.m. Have a local concert you would like shared on air? Head to CFRC.ca and let us know.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.